Hey, you guys, Frank Andrews here. And on today's show, I wanted to talk about the very first step to creating your dream business. Okay. And I think this is a really important topic, and that's why I wanted to talk about it today. I also think that it's one of the biggest stumbling blocks for new entrepreneurs, especially entrepreneurs that are coming into like the online marketing, online business space. And that is, you know, the first step is to understand what your dream business looks like, what success and your dream business actually looks like on a day-to-day basis, right? And let me tell you a story real quick. So I was talking to a friend of mine, and I told him that I don't even have cell phone service, right? Like, I'm a full-time digital marketer, and I don't even have cell phone service. And they just couldn't believe it. And so, you know, I was talking to them, and I jumped back on Facebook, and I happened to still be friends with one of my very first mentor years and years ago. His name was David Wood, and he had made a post on Facebook, and it was a magazine cover of him on the magazine cover, and it said, "8-figure video entrepreneur who refuses to take sales calls." And, you know, it just reminded me that, you know, you can create your business and set up your business any way you want to, okay? People to this day still tell me that I would make more money if I got on more sales calls. They're probably right, you know. But when I started my business, the main reason I started my business was to create freedom in my life, okay? There was a couple reasons, you know. I'd been studying personal development for a long time, and I literally changed my life. You know, if you don't know my story, I was a drug addict, a felon, orphan, all of these different things, right? And you know, everybody had basically given up on me, and to be honest, I don't blame them. But I crawled out of that hole. I'm talking about, you know, the deepest, darkest hole you can imagine, you know, full-blown drug addict for 10 years, all of these different things, right? And one day I just woke up and I started down this personal development journey, and I learned a lot of things, and I wanted to share those things with underdogs and people like me, you know? So that was the one reason I wanted to you know, share those things. And number two was that I wanted to create freedom in my life. And look, I don't know about you, but freedom to me is not a calendar full of coaching calls or, you know, sales calls. And look, I still do a bit of coaching, but I take on a very small number of clients. I don't advertise it very much. And I enjoy coaching when I do it on, you know, when I only have, you know, 3 to 5 coaching clients at a time. So that way I can really work with them. And I'm real picky about who I work with, right? So the point of this is, when you're first starting your business, from the beginning, you know, a lot of people are looking at all of these different ways to make money, all of these side hustles online. And look, I've done a majority of them. You know, I've been in so many MLMs. I've done the Fiverr gigs. I've, you know, all of these different things, right? And without a doubt, for me, the best business model was affiliate marketing. Now, I don't know if affiliate marketing is going to be the best business model for you. The reason is the best business model for me was because, you know, a lot of the marketing is done for you, you know, the funnels and the emails and the different things. You know, I basically just refer people who are interested to a program, right? And the program takes care of all the rest. So, you know, I don't have to, you know, get on customer service calls and, you know, all of these different things. And the way that I sell my products and services online is mostly through videos like this, and then people go to my website, down my sales funnel, and so forth. So it's a real automated process, as long as I, you know, teach and make videos on a fairly consistent basis, my business will continue to grow and grow, right? And that's how I set it up and that's how I designed it, and it's actually working beautifully. You know, I'm not a millionaire yet, but I've been making a full-time income online for over 3 years. I've built up more passive residual income than I have in bills, so I don't have to work if I don't want to. But I'm passionate about what I do, so I get up every day. Now, if you were in a niche, if I was in a niche that I wasn't passionate about or something that I wasn't passionate about, and I was making, you know, 2 times my bills in passive residual income, I wouldn't be getting up every day and still doing it, right? So that's why it's important to design a business you love. So, you know, I just really encourage you, don't design a business to make money, okay? I mean, look, we all need money. That's why we're doing it, yes. But what I want to tell you is you can make money doing anything. Like I was telling one of my friends the other day, you could make $1 million selling rubber bands if you just get up every day, show up and do it, right? And so when you're designing your business, really think of exactly what success looks like, exactly what your dream business looks like, and, you know, start there, you know? And look, it's gonna evolve and it's gonna change over time, but don't fall into that trap of, you know, having a successful business that you hate, because trust me, that's a nightmare. I got into some opportunities like that at the beginning of my journey, and it's just, you know, it'll waste a lot of your time. So I just wanted to put this video out there to really encourage you to, you know, picture exactly what success would look like and then set your business up like that. So I hope you got some value out of this video. I haven't made a video in a while, but I was taking a walk today and, you know, I was really thinking about this. So figured I'd drop you guys a video. If you're looking for, you know, a way to turn your passion into a profitable business, go ahead and hit that link below. And if you're watching this on YouTube, smash that like button. It really helps the algorithm. If you're watching it, if you're listening to it on the podcast, give me a follow, leave a review, and I will see you all in the next one.